Good afternoon. May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, bringing to you today your daily message of hope. As we begin this week, today, on this Monday, and we bring to a close our workday, and we look towards the evening, let us take this moment to offer our lives to the heart of Jesus. O most holy heart of Jesus, fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with a lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you. Protect me in the midst of danger. Comfort me in all of my afflictions. Give me health of body, assistance in my temporal needs, your blessings on all that I do, and the grace of a holy death. Amen. As we begin this week, this Monday, and we look forward to the coming of the evening, perhaps some time to ourselves, time with our loved ones, time with our neighbors, time away from work, let us remember that the Church invites us at the beginning of the week on Monday to pray for our brothers and sisters who are in purgatory. So in charity, we offer up a prayer for them, for their purification, their sanctification, that they may soon see the glory of the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus. As we are in the month of June, let us offer the rest of this week to the Sacred Heart. Today, this evening, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Saturday, leading all the way up to the Lord's Day, Sunday, we give the Lord Jesus Christ, through his Sacred Heart, all of this week. We ask him to bless the times that are ahead of us, to bless our conversations, to bless our business endeavors, to bless our travels as we leave home, to go to work, to run errands. We ask the Lord through his Sacred Heart in this month of June to bless our loved ones, to keep everyone safe, to bring peace to their minds, peace to their hearts, peace to their homes. In a special way, let us offer up a prayer for all of those individuals who have made the Sacred Heart of Jesus at the center of their lives, the center of their homes, and to ask the Lord to send forth his grace upon those who have not yet made his heart the center of their lives. St. John Paul II, in his brief meditations on the Litany of the Sacred Heart, reminds us that the language of the heart, the language of the pierced heart of Jesus, speaks the whole truth about his gospel. The language of the pierced heart speaks the whole truth about his gospel and about Easter. What does John Paul II mean in that? John Paul II, the great saint, he's directing the attention of our minds. He's directing the attention of our hearts towards the heart of Jesus, letting us know that when we gaze upon the heart of Jesus, when we spend time in prayer with the heart of Jesus in Eucharistic adoration, making a spiritual communion from home, having acts of veneration or honor to the image of the Sacred Heart in our lives, when we gaze upon the heart of Jesus, it's through the language of the pierced heart that Jesus reveals, he speaks the whole truth about his gospel and about the Easter reality. Delving a little bit deeper, what's the message of the gospel? God lives, and he lives, and in his ongoing living, in his love, he wants to love. He wants to share his love, so he creates us. God creates us, and he creates us for himself. When we see the Sacred Heart of Jesus, then we see not an image of a deceased heart or a dead heart, but rather a living heart, a beating heart. When we see the heart of Jesus, we are reminded, we are instructed, we are told, God lives. Jesus Christ lives now and forever. And in his heart, there is an incredible depth of love. When we gaze upon his heart, we are led into the mystery of God's life as it's revealed to us in the Holy Gospels. What happens in the gospel? Jesus proclaims the kingdom of God. Humanity rejects Jesus. Jesus suffers. Jesus is put to death. But Jesus comes back from the dead. We see in the heart of Jesus a heart that is very much alive right now. A heart that is alive, a heart that beats with love for each of us. But we also see a heart that suffers, a heart that is crowned with thorns, a heart that has been pierced on its side by a lance. But we also notice that the heart of Jesus is engulfed in flames, not the kind of flames that we think of with regard to suffering or hell, but the kind of flame that symbolizes a furnace of charity. It's engulfed with love, a love that is so powerful, a love that is so fierce, a love that is so undeniable that it consumes all that it is around. Do you remember in the Old Testament how we read, how we have prayed through, meditated upon Moses? Moses went up and he saw the burning bush. The bush was on fire, but it wasn't consumed. We gaze upon the heart of Jesus. The heart is on fire, but the heart is not consumed. The heart is on fire with this incredible love, this deep sense of love and charity for us, for our humanity. And that's important right now because many of us, you turn on the news, maybe you listen to the radio like you are right now, you read the newspaper, you check your news apps on your phone, or maybe you have a link to a news service on your computer, and there's a key word that's being used an awful lot today. It's tolerance. But you see, the heart of Jesus is not engulfed with flames of tolerance. The heart of Jesus is engulfed by flames of love. Love is a higher standard. Love is a standard of existence that demands of us sacrifice. Tolerance requires of us an acknowledgement of the dignity of someone else, of the respect that is owed to someone else. There's nothing in and of itself wrong with tolerance, but there's something tragically wrong when the Christian who's supposed to model their life, model their love, model their existence into divine life after the heart of Jesus, there's something tragically wrong when the Christian settles for tolerance and doesn't aim for love. We're called to love our neighbor, not merely tolerate our neighbor. We're called to die to self, die for the other. It's a sacrificial love. When we see Jesus on the cross, we don't see Jesus on the cross tolerating us. We see Jesus on the cross loving us. That's what gives us our strength. It feeds our hope. For the soul that is captivated by Christ, convicted by Christ's love, that's a soul that loves. That's a soul that's engulfed in flames of divine love. When we see the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we're instructed as to the way of how Jesus lives, the message of his gospel, sacrificial love for the Lord, for our neighbor. When we see the heart of Jesus, we start to understand the language of the pierced heart of Jesus. And that language of the pierced heart speaks the whole truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It speaks the whole truth about the Easter reality. Jesus Christ is alive. He's not dead. He is risen from the dead. And because the Lord lives, we who follow him are called to live a different way. We don't settle merely for existence, but we aim for life. We don't settle for tolerance. We aim for love. So as we're beginning this week, Monday, how many of us are already tired? How many of us are already worn down? How many of us are perhaps stressed at thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow, or what's going to happen in the middle of the week, or what's going to happen at the end of the week? How many of us are saying, I just have to make it to the end of today. I just got to make it to Friday. I just got to make it through this week. That's not a way to live. That's called existing. We're called to live. We're called to live in love. We're called to be engulfed by divine love. Well, how do we get there? How do we do that? How do we live that way? By uniting ourselves to Jesus. Do we find ourselves running low on hope? Then we have to fill ourselves up with his love. We have to spend time with him in prayer. These few minutes that we're with each other through the radio, is this a moment of prayer? Are we allowing our heart to cry out to the Lord, Lord, fill me with your love, so that I may have hope? And with this love and with this hope, as a result of the faith I have in you, I want to live. I don't want to just make it to Friday. I want to make it to heaven. And heaven's not going to come for me on Friday. Heaven is possible right now. I need, I want heaven. In order for me to have heaven, O Lord, I need and I want you. I want to have a share of that fire, a share of that love. I need hope. We begin this week then on this Monday, mindful of the incredible call to live a life of charity, to live a life of prayer for our brothers and sisters who have died. In charity, we offer them to the mercy of the Lord, He who is risen from the dead. We look ahead at this week. We consider everything that's on the calendar, and we acknowledge everything that's going to happen that we're not scheduling, we're not prepared for, but it's going to happen regardless. So we know we need the strength of God. So we ask the Lord to open our minds and our hearts, send forth His Holy Spirit to bring peace to our lives, tranquility to our existence. Bring His charity to our words so that our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, they may experience the presence of the Lord when we meet them, when we spend time with them, when we have a conversation with them. Let us remember how close we are to the Lord. Where's that closest tabernacle to us right now? Where is the beating heart of Jesus in the closest tabernacle to us? Where is the image of the heart of Jesus in our lives, in our homes? When's the last time we spent a moment meditating upon a mystery of the rosary? The Lord has given us so much so that we may live and not merely exist. May the Lord give you His peace. God bless you.